Kirk Farinas, one of the candidates for Hillsborough County's District 4 school board seat, says those who make decisions for area schools determine a region's fate.
The school board is a race that most people ignore, but this is where our county is headed. We keep talking about bringing in jobs, but if we don't have an educated populace, we're not going to be able to do it.
Richard Bartels is running in the same race. He says Florida has done a terrible job at ensuring quality education.
The state of Florida has failed miserably in its constitutional responsibility to provide for the education of our kids. You know, Article 9 of the Florida Constitution requires adequate provision. Unfortunately, many in the legislature view adequate as minimal. And, you know, I'm concerned about the lack of funding. Our teachers have not had a raise for 3 years.
The incumbent in the District 4 race is Jennifer Falero, who points to a $100 million Gates Foundation grant as one sign that the district is headed in the right direction. Falero has recently been under fire because she didn't include credit card debt in her candidate disclosure form. She says the tens of thousands of dollars in previously unreported debt should not affect her candidacy.
It was an error in terms of misinterpretation, and it was addressed. And the report was amended, and that's how that needs to, we just need to leave it at that and move on.
But Stacy White, the fourth candidate in the race, says it does reflect on her ability to manage the district's sizable budget.
Quite frankly, if you can't manage a simple household budget, I don't think that you should be entrusted with a $3 billion a year school district budget.
One of the biggest challenges the district faces this year is implementation of the final stage of the class size amendment that voters adopted in 2002. Starting next month, class sizes will be capped at 18 for pre-K through 3rd grade, 22 for 4th through 8th grade, and 25 for high school students. A proposed constitutional amendment could reverse that if voters pass it in November. White, a pharmacist with children attending public schools, says he supports a cap on class size, but that they're not always possible.
I think that the ultimate goal, should be to have class sizes that are in line with what educational research says that they should be for the most optimal educational experience. But I would be receptive to looking at things like using overall averages in the school for pupil to teacher ratios until we get out of this budgetary crisis.
Falero says that class size amendments could mean that those moving to Florida may not be able to send their kids to the nearest schools.
There are some serious challenges because it's not on people's radar that when it is very possible, now that the amendment is in place, that a person who moves into a neighborhood may not be able to go to their own school.
Farina says the new law poses a unique challenge to District 4 in that the bureaucracy may be too ungainly to keep up with class size fluctuations that occur due to the area's migrant populations.
Part of my district is in Waimama. We have a lot of migrant workers. We could get into a situation where we have one student who moves in there, we make all the changes and disrupt the whole school system, and then 2 weeks later they're gone. So the principals need to have some flexibility, and hopefully the voters in November will bring about some logic to this. It's going to be difficult when we start, but we need to be looking to get the education out so people make the right choice in November.
But Bartels, a former high school principal, says class size amendments are key, especially in early education. He adds that the state legislature can't be trusted to do what's right for Florida's schools.
I think the amendment was passed by the voters because they saw that the legislature had failed to provide for public funding of education, and I would hope that the voters will retain the original amendments. We cannot trust the legislature to do what's right with education.
The four candidates vying for the Hillsborough County School Board's District 4 seat will be on the ballot for the August 24th primary. The top candidates in that race will face off in the general election November 2nd. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.